local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, happy Tuesday. I'm Joe. She's Gracie. The text line is always open, 437-1620. Gotten some good responses today. Also, some help out on the roads, as it's been another busy day on the roads. We've got a situation on I-10 that we've been seeing for the last hour, 15 minutes here. Gracie's on the phone right now, as a matter of fact, so we'll hold off and get the very latest here in just a matter of moments. We'll start with our top three stories. Number one, Governor Ron DeSantis will be announcing his presidential bid tomorrow evening, according to Fox News, and he'll do it at around 5 o'clock our time in an unconventional way on Twitter in a conversation with Elon Musk. Assuming that is the case, we will have those comments live right here on Pensacola right now. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will go to trial next month as Trump pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony counts related to hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. And heard it in the Channel 3 news update there. Talk about being in the right place at the right time. A Channel 3 camera crew was in the area, and they witnessed a high-speed chase involving FHP and Escambia deputies that led to the arrest of the suspect, Antonio White, who was allegedly observed getting out of his car with a gun in hand and was arrested after a canine unit ran him down. So good police work there. Also good camera work, getting good shots there by our partners at Channel 3. We'll get a quick update on the roads and weather together. Gracie, how's it looking?
Well, we have a couple areas with slowdowns. First off, the main slowdowns are going to be on I-10. I-10 westbound in between 29 and I-110, we have an accident that's causing some major delays. Again, this is going to be right before you get to the Pensacola Boulevard exit, and this accident is causing delays backing up to I-110 northbound. In the opposite direction, heading into Santa Rosa County, getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge, expect slow-moving traffic getting closer to Avalon Boulevard. That is going to be causing some delays. Scenic Highway, extremely slow-moving traffic in the northbound direction in between Langley and Langley Avenue in Creighton, and just got off the phone. The traffic line, we also have an accident at Michigan and Louisiana Street. The car is in the inside lane, and there's a fire truck on scene as well, so that's causing some slight delays. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111, and this traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care, and they're celebrating 40 years in the business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. We're going to get a quick look for weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Heading through tonight, there's still a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up, and overnight lows will be falling down into the 60s. So a slight cool down is headed our way. Now, during the day on Wednesday, look for some cloud cover in the skies and sun at times. If we end up with more clouds, we may only have a high of about 80 degrees. There's a little bit of a chance a shower still pops up on Wednesday, but the rest of the week and the Memorial Day weekend look dry and mostly sunny. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 70 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 71 in Milton. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, so it's 5:15 right now, so this is when we would be taking a look at the road. So I'll do that as traffic line is going off the hook right now. So Gracie's on the phone. Keep those calls and texts coming in. Again, the text line 437-1620. If you're just joining us, we've got slowdowns along I-110 heading onto I-10 westbound, seeing heavy traffic there. Also, Escambia Bay Bridge eastbound into Santa Rosa County. Slowdowns there. Also an accident in the Naval Live Oaks area on Gulf Breeze Parkway, seeing slowdowns in the eastbound direction. Looks like a couple accidents, actually. One east of Avalon Boulevard there on 98. The other one in the Naval Live Oaks area, but eastbound traffic very slow moving going through Gulf Breeze, although not quite as backed up as it was yesterday onto the 3 Mile Bridge. It's mainly on 98. Also, Scenic Highway over in the Scenic Heights area. Little slow moving there, headed towards I-10 northbound. But yeah, very busy on the roads. Of course, weather having a lot to do with that here today. More local headlines. We heard from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves today, gave an update on how things are progressing at the Jefferson Street parking garage.
New and improved landscaping, you're starting to see some of that now. A welcome sign coming in, painting and restriping, and an upgraded pay station. So those things are all going to take place. And then painting at the parking garage is scheduled to begin in early June and will take about 4 weeks.
Adding that the Pensacola Police Department recently completed a safety assessment and provided some recommendations for the garage as well. A 29-year-old Marine critically injured at around 1 o'clock this afternoon following a head-on crash on Gulf Beach Highway. This happened after a Dodge Ram entered the highway from a construction site. The driver, who was cited for failure to yield, reportedly didn't see that what was coming oncoming traffic, as his vision was blocked by construction equipment that was parked on the shoulder, and the Marine was riding his motorcycle and got hit head on. FHP says, though, while he is in critical condition, it is not considered life threatening. The Pensacola Beach trolley service is coming back this weekend. That'll start Friday. It's operated by ECAT and will run daily from 4 p.m. to midnight through Labor Day on September 4th, a sure sign that summer is here. Also, the National Park Service says the Pensacola Bay Ferry will be adding stops to the Fort Pickens area starting Friday as well. Friday and Saturday service to Fort Pickens, downtown Pensacola, and Pensacola Beach. The first ferry ride leaves downtown at 10:30 on both days. Statewide note, Disney is planning to lay off thousands more workers. That, according to CNN, a third round of layoffs is underway. And those impacted will be notified this week. It's expected that over 2,500 employees will lose their jobs. And when it's complete, the three rounds of layoffs will impact 7,000 employees.
There's also another federal lawsuit being filed against Governor Ron DeSantis. This one is going to be filed by Orlando's Hamburger Mary's restaurant. The restaurant is known for hosting family-friendly drag show performances, and they're suing over recent laws that restrict drag show performances that when children were present. And on the topic of Ron DeSantis, he changed his Twitter handle today. Governor Ron DeSantis is sporting a new Twitter handle. DeSantis dropped the FL in his Twitter handle and is now just Ron DeSantis. His wife, Casey, also removed the Florida from her Twitter handle.
You know, poor foresight on my part. What I should have done, you know, several months ago is I should have just started a new Twitter account with at Ron DeSantis and then gone to him and said, hey, how much do you want for it? You know, I could have done Ron DeSantis for president, Ron DeSantis. I could have just gotten all of them, but I don't know. Maybe they crack down on that sort of thing. But I would imagine there's a pretty penny to be earned if I had the foresight.
The different combinations of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Ron DeSantis, I mean, that's pretty easy one to get, you know. So a little bit more foresight needed. We'll stay in Florida for this national headline. A congresswoman from Florida introducing the first bipartisan immigration reform bill in a decade. Representative Maria Salazar says the Dignity Act would create a legal pathway for illegals already living in the U.S. while allocating billions for increased border security.
And President
Biden. Why the word dignity? Because it resonates. It's our intention to bring dignity to many sectors in this country who are under duress.
So the idea is to grant illegal immigrants dignity status, allowing them to work and live in the U.S. for 7 years after paying $5,000. After the 7 years, immigrants would then qualify for redemption status, leading to citizenship at the cost of another $5,000. Gracie?
And President Biden is issuing an emergency declaration of the super typhoon that's rapidly approaching the U.S. territory of Guam. Residents in coastal and low-lying flood-prone areas have been ordered to evacuate to higher elevations, and the storm was upgraded to a Category 4 storm.
And finally, a Russian court is extending American journalist Evan Gershkovich's pretrial detention for 3 months. The court said that it granted the investigators' request to extend the Wall Street Journal reporter's detention until August 30th. The State Department has designated Gershkovich as wrongfully detained. 5:21 right now. We'll take a break, come back with more of your text, and look at the busy night in sports, as well as an interesting decision that Ford made today. We'll have that and much more coming back. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
News News Radio, 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola, right now with Gracie and Joe Ford. Just shy of 525, we're going to get a quick look at our roads. Heavy, heavy delays on I-10 right now. This is going to be due to an accident. Scene of the accident is just off of the exit 29, the Pensacola Boulevard exit, and it is completely slowing things down in the westbound direction, as well as backing up into I-110 northbound. If you're heading northbound, trying to get over to the westbound on I-10, the ramp is completely slow moving. Again, this is going to be due to an accident. We are still seeing some slowdowns in the eastbound direction on I-10 as you're getting closer to Avalon Boulevard over the Escambia Bay Bridge, but that is starting to clear up, and we still have delays on 98. That's going to be 98. If you are leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, we had an accident near the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve that's slowing things down, as well as an accident right near the Garcon Point intersection near Avalon Boulevard. So keep that in mind. Extremely slow moving traffic eastbound on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze. If you do see something else on the roads or have some details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Getting a quick look at our weather, it is 70 in Pensacola right now with thunderstorms with light rain for the rest of the evening, a low of 66 for tonight. We're going to be seeing most of the thunderstorms before 7 p.m., so we've seen that. And tomorrow, 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with it. High of 80 for Wednesday. Again, 70 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 71 in Milton. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together.
A couple texters chiming in here. One seeing an update on the bridge in Barth along Highway 29 said that it is clear in both ways as it was just crossed. Must have meant standing water as the creek is nowhere near the bridge. Appreciate that update. Other texter says people who cause accidents during rush hour should lose their license permanently. Well, if that was the case, I don't believe I would have my license. So thankfully, that is not a law. But hopefully, you know, we're all staying safe as best as we can out there. Yesterday, of course, we had the situation in Gulf Breeze along 98 that backed up all the way out to the 3 Mile Bridge. And today looks like it's I-110 and I-10 that are causing some issues as well. But things hopefully getting better here over the next few minutes, hopefully anyway. But yeah, just pack your patience. Just be aware of the slick spots out on the roads as we did have some pretty heavy rain moving through the area today. And looks like it's not going to continue very much throughout the rest of the afternoon and evening. So hopefully it'll give a chance for things to dry up out there as well. Top three stories today. We are expecting tomorrow that Governor Ron DeSantis will announce his presidential bid at 5 o'clock our time. And he'll apparently do it on Twitter in a conversation with Elon Musk. That, according to Fox News, if that is indeed what happens, we will carry that live for you here, right here on Pensacola right now. Also, former President Trump's New York criminal case will go to trial next March. Trump appeared virtually in court after pleading not guilty to all 34 felony counts related to alleged hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. National notes, final approval given to a new red flag law in Michigan with the signature of Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Michigan now the second state in a week after Minnesota to enact the law that keeps guns away from people deemed to be at risk of hurting others or themselves. President Biden issuing an emergency declaration as a super typhoon that's a Category 4 storm is approaching Guam, and residents in coastal, low-lying, and flood-prone areas have been ordered to evacuate into higher elevations. We do have a couple of playoff games coming up tonight, 7:30 on TNT. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Miami Heat looking to sweep the Boston Celtics at home, and the Knights leading the Dallas Stars 2-0. They are hoping to move up to a 3-game lead in that series. That starts 7 o'clock on ESPN. In about 10 minutes from now, the Rays and the Blue Jays getting started. National television on TBS at 6:20. The Braves hosting the Dodgers, and the Marlins are in Colorado taking on the Rockies. That one starting at 7:40. We teased this before we took a break here. Ford is reversing course when it comes to AM radios. Ford CEO Jim Farley posted on social media that the company has recognized the importance of AM broadcast radio as part of the emergency alert system, and it will include it on all 2024 Ford and Lincoln models.
and Apple is launching a multi-billion dollar agreement to develop 5G components in the U.S. The tech giant is joining forces with Broadcom and parts of this design with built in various American hubs, including Colorado, where Broadcom has a facility.
Texture, by the way, on the roads, yeah, things are getting a little bit messier now. 17th Street under the train trestle closed due to flooding. You'll have to use either 9th Avenue or 14th Avenue. We appreciate those. Keep those coming in. 437-1620 is the text line. Fox News followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 535. I'm Gracie with Joe, and we're going to get a quick look at the roads. Right now, we're still seeing slow-moving traffic. That's going to be on I-10 westbound. This is going to be due to an accident that was right near the 29 exit, but it is backing things up on I-10 westbound as well as I-110 northbound. So expect some slowdowns there. Also got a call into the traffic line that we also have an accident on I-10 eastbound right near 9th Avenue, right under the overpass. Three cars involved on the left side shoulder, so keep that in mind. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns due to it, but you know, just use some caution in that area. Also got a text in for 17th Avenue. We do have some flooding due to the rain, so just keep that in mind. It's going to be closed, and you're going to have to use 9th Avenue or 14th Avenue. 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some typical afternoon traffic being a little bit heavier. We had an accident right near the Nature Live Oaks that is causing some delays. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. ECUL, or help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. We're going to get a quick look at weather from WEAR, Alan Strum.
Heading through tonight, there's still a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up, and overnight lows will be falling down into the 60s. So a slight cool down is headed our way now during the day on Wednesday. Look for some cloud cover in the skies and sun at times. If we end up with more clouds, we may only have a high of about 80 degrees. There's a little bit of a chance a shower still pops up on Wednesday, but the rest of the week and the Memorial Day weekend look dry and mostly sunny. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Be careful on the roads. Got another update. We are still seeing slowdowns on 98. That's going to be eastbound near the seashore as well as westbound 98. Getting into Navarre is extremely heavy traffic, even past Windhaven Beach. That is due to an accident. That's going to be in the westbound direction. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. It is 70 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 71 in Milton. I am Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
By the way, my traffic cameras aren't coming up right now for some reason, but there may be a newer accident on I-110 northbound now. This, as Gracie said, is originated from an accident way over by Highway 29 along I-10, and just the stack up of traffic headed westbound on I-10 led to delays on I-110, and now with the stack ups there may also be a second accident kind of in that general area of I-10 around airport. Keep the text coming in, the calls 262-6111. The text line's always open as well, 850-437-1620. Today's top stories. We are expecting tomorrow afternoon Governor Ron DeSantis to announce his presidential bid in a conversation with Elon Musk on Twitter. That according to Fox News. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will go to trial next March. Trump has previously pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony counts related to alleged hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. And here at home, Escambia County Sheriff's Office still looking into the deadly weekend shooting on Paula Avenue. And we heard from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons today, who said that this particular area, deputies have been called to more than 40 times in the last year.
It's a rental house, and the people that have in the past been renting it, and I'm having to lump them all together now.
Yeah.
Because now we have a homicide in that area. But apparently they're just some activity there that is conducive to this sort of thing.
Heard from Mayor D.C. Reeves today. He said that the Malcolm Young Gym's future remains uncertain as discussions are continuing at the city level to see what may come of the gym. He says right now it's essentially totaled like a car would be, as the value of the building currently is less than what it would cost for the city to do the renovations to get people inside again. He floated out the idea today that it could be the site of a potential affordable housing project, but he said that there haven't really been any significant conversations on that, but it's something that they will pursue moving forward. Channel 3 was on the scene of an armed man being arrested after leading troopers and Escambia deputies on a car chase this afternoon. It ended up at Beverly Parkway and North W Street. A trooper slammed into the suspect vehicle, and after taking off, a man was arrested by a canine unit that tracked him down. Out on Pensacola Beach, we had a beach rescue, or bystanders there. Beachgoers saw a person unresponsive near the shoreline. They attempted to do CPR and waited for Escambia emergency crews to be on scene. That person was taken to a local hospital. No word on their condition. National news of note. We are hearing from the White House today, as yesterday's meeting between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy took place.
President and Speaker McCarthy had a productive meeting about the need to prevent a default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy.
And that was Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary, telling reporters that there needs to be a reasonable bipartisan agreement to raise the nation's borrowing limit and avoid a default.
And more details are coming out about the crash involving a U-Haul truck outside the White House last night. Witnesses say that the driver ran into the barricades on the north side of Lafayette Square twice shortly before 10 p.m. local time, sending people scrambling as they realized it wasn't an accident. The 19-year-old from Missouri, Sia Kandula, was quickly arrested and facing a long list of federal charges.
A Massachusetts father and son are headed to prison for a lottery scam that went undetected for nearly a decade. The duo would buy winning tickets from people who wanted to avoid paying the taxes. The pair cashed in 14,000 winning lottery tickets, laundered more than $20 million in proceeds, and then lied on their tax returns. Dozens of store owners were in on the scam.
And President Biden is issuing an emergency declaration for the super typhoon that's rapidly approaching the U.S. territory of Guam. Residents in a coastal and low-lying and flood-prone areas have been ordered to evacuate and get to higher elevations. The storm was upgraded to a Category 4 storm.
In Florida news, Disney is planning to lay off thousands of more workers. According to CNN, a third round of layoffs is now underway. Those that are impacted are being notified this week. It's expected around 2,500 employees will lose their jobs. And when complete, the three rounds of layoffs will impact 7,000 employees.
And there's another federal lawsuit being filed against Governor Ron DeSantis. This one is being filed by an Orlando's Hamburger Mary's restaurant. The restaurant is known for hosting family-friendly drag show performances. They're suing over the recent law that restricts drag show performances where kids are present.
Today, the LA City Council is voting on whether to accept the donation of a controversial robot dog to be used by the LAPD. The LAPD Foundation is offering to donate the robot, which is valued at around $278,000, and the robot dog would only be used in SWAT or hazardous material situations or search and rescue. It's able to open doors and get into areas not accessible to aerial drones.
I wonder what they're going to call it.
Sweepy Mick something? I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably not as cool enough as Pensacola
to have a
contest for it. But the Surgeon General is sending out a warning today with social media, saying that it's a main contributor to depression, anxiety, and other problems in the nation's teenagers. The advisory urges policymakers and social media platforms to share with parents the burdens of managing a child's social media use.
The days of Netflix subscribers sharing their passwords are coming to an end. The streamer began emailing customers today about its new password policy. Netflix said the email will be sent to members in the U.S. who have been sharing their account outside their household subscribers. Subscribers are given two options. They can transfer a profile to a new membership or share an account with someone outside their household for an extra $8 a month.
5:45, we're going to get a quick look at the roads with the also check in on our weather. We are seeing slowdowns still on I-10 westbound due to an accident in between 29 and I-110 westbound. Expect some slowdowns, and this did cause another minor accident on I-110 northbound. Those delays did back up all the way onto I-110 northbound, and we are seeing some slowdowns due to the other accident as well. So just keep that in mind. We're seeing slowdowns there. Also, 98, if you are moving out of Gulf Breeze towards Tiger Point, there's an accident in the Nature Live Oaks Nature Preserve area that is causing some delays, even more than our afternoon traffic. And if you are heading westbound through Windhaven Beach and into Navarre, you're going to be seeing extremely slow-moving traffic due to an accident right near the Navarre Beach Causeway, but it is backing up all the way to Hurlburt Field. So 98 westbound also seeing some major delays. We did get a text in with an update on 17th Avenue that it is underwater right now due to the rain that came through. So just keep that in mind that is going to be having some flooding there. Make sure to use 9th Avenue or 14th Avenue. Taking a look at our weather for the rest of the evening, we do still have some chances of rain clouds coming through the area at 50% and a low of 66. For tomorrow, we have 40% chance of rain and a high of 80. It is 70 in Pensacola, 71 in Milton, and 70 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
I guess congratulations are in order to Jeff Bezos and his longtime girlfriend Lauren Sanchez, who are apparently engaged. The two have been linked since January of 2019, and over the weekend, the couple was spotted on his $500 million yacht. Photographers caught a glimpse of Sanchez's new engagement ring. Close-up pictures have not yet been released, but the diamond is estimated to be between 15 and 20 carats, estimated to be at around $2 million.
And of course, it's only a couple days past until we get some more royal news. Prince Harry has lost his legal bid against the UK government over their refusal to allow him to pay for personal police protection for himself and his family while he's in the country. When Harry and Meghan gave up their roles as working royals in 2020, they're no longer qualified for citizen pays for special police protection.
Got to get a private security firm like all the rest of us chumps have.
Literally.
To. Exactly. How about some good news? A former soldier from Nepal lost both of his legs to an IED in Afghanistan 13 years ago. Now, that's not the good news, but that hasn't stopped him from doing the impossible.
First thing I did was skydiving, and when I landed safely on the ground, I realized that, yeah, you can do the things, even you don't have legs. I found that, yeah, nothing is impossible. It's just different way of doing the things. So, let's try Everest.
Says, let's try Everest, and that's exactly what he did. Last week, Hari Buddha, I think I'm pronouncing that right, made history by becoming the first person to scale Mount Everest after losing both legs above the knee. He used special prosthetics with spikes to help him climb. That's
awesome.
Cool.
Very cool. Well, a weird story out of Louisville. A man is being accused of shooting his roommate over food on Sunday. The police arrested 64-year-old Clifton Williams, who they said shot his roommate after he ate the last Hot Pocket. Investigators believe that Williams started throwing tiles at him before getting a gun out and shooting him.
Okay, I understand the justified the rage of having the last Hot Pocket. I would not go so far as to shoot my roommate or attempt to shoot my roommate, but I understand it's a Hot Pocket.
You know, times with roommates, the fridge does get causing some rage, especially if it's your Hot Pocket. Again,
definitely.
I'm not gonna shoot anyone either, but
well,
I
it's
could
like,
see how he
yeah,
was
it's
upset.
Like the scene from Friends. Did you ever watch Friends?
Yeah,
where Ross's coworker ate his sandwich.
Yeah,
you know, my sandwich. Like, yeah, that's kind of the same lines there. Also, a Florida man story got quite the unwelcome visitor when he paid a trip to his bathroom.
I thought I was in Jurassic Park or something. He was splashing and hissing at me. I was scared. I'm not a reptile fan.
Yeah, a reptile. An iguana was sitting inside the toilet bowl. 58-year-old John Riddle said that the bathroom sits in a standalone room just off of the pool. So he said he left the door open while taking the dogs for a walk. So the iguana was just able to come inside the bathroom and hop into the toilet. Go look at the picture of that thing, man. I live in a second story apartment building, right? But I will still like open the toilet seat hesitantly just because I've heard of these stories happening here in Florida with, you know, a snakehead just like peering out. And it's just, yeah, it's one of my nightmares. And just to see the picture of this iguana that's just splashing around in the toilet. Yeah, not good. 5:50, we'll take our final break this hour, come back with more headlines and a look at what's happening tonight here nationally and in the world of sports. Got a couple of big playoff games to talk about. We'll do that next. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe. She's Gracie. 437-1620 is the text line. We've gotten a lot of texts today. We certainly appreciate that, letting us know what's happening out there on the roads real time. Another big, busy day on the roads, unfortunately. We'll get you caught up here in just a couple of minutes. Some scores happening around the world of Major League Baseball. The Guardians and the White Sox are in the fourth inning. Guardians leading 1-0. The Rangers up 2-0 on the Pirates. That one just getting underway in the first. Diamondbacks and Phillies are scoreless after one. The Cardinals and Reds tied at one after one as well. And the Blue Jays have a 1-0 early lead in the first inning over the Rays. Later on, national television game on TBS, the Dodgers and the Braves. That starts at 6:20 from Truist Park. And out west, the Marlins are continuing their series in Colorado against the Rockies. That starts at 7:40. Playoff games tonight, game four of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Miami Heat leading the Celtics 3-0. Going for the sweep. LeBron James, by the way, says he'll take some time to consider his future.
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. Just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Now, he has had a stated desire of wanting to play at least one season with his son, Bronny James, who is going to be a freshman at USC next season. So LeBron would still have to play two seasons to make that happen. We'll just have to wait and see. And on the ice tonight, game three of the Western Finals, the Golden Knights leading the Dallas Stars 2-0. That game starts at 7:00 on ESPN. 5:55 now. Let's get a check of the roads and weather together.
Well, our slowdowns on I-10 and I-110 have cleared up. You're still going to see some slight delays on westbound I-10 leading up to 29, right where the scene of the accident was. But other than that, we're looking good. So northbound on I-110 has cleared up. The main slowdowns right now, 98 throughout Windhaven Beach. We had an accident right near the Navarre Beach Causeway that's causing some major delays, backing up all the way to Hurlburt Field. So just one of those afternoons where it's going to be extremely slow if you're heading westbound into Navarre on 98. Taking a look at our weather, it's going to be a low of 66 for tonight, and we still have some chances of rain at 50%. That's going to be mainly in the overnight hours. We still have some chances of rain, and coming up tomorrow, 40% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high of 80. It's 70 in Pensacola right now, 71 in Milton, and 71 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together.
Top three stories before we hit the 6 o'clock hour. Channel 3's A Block here. Fox News reports that Governor Ron DeSantis will be announcing his presidential bid tomorrow evening at 5 our time. Assuming he does, we will have that live, and a bit unconventional way in which he'll do it. He will do it in a conversation with Elon Musk on Twitter. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will go to trial next March. Trump previously pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony counts. This in relation to the alleged hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Here at home, improvements to Jefferson Street's parking garage are continuing. We heard from Mayor D.C. Reeves about that today.
We've added new lighting, including replacing stairwell and entry lights, improving interior lighting, replacing exterior light domes. We pressure washed the parking garage interior. I know that is, if it isn't already completed, I believe it is. I know it's underway.
And Reeves says improvements still on the way include new landscaping, a new welcome sign, interior painting, and restriping, as well as an upgraded pay station. Reeves also commenting on the Blake Doyle skate park. Eventually, the hours of the skate park will be extended until 10 p.m. No firm date on when that will happen. Also says the city is still discussing the possibility of hiring a or contracting out a third-party operator to run the skate park. But Reeves says he believes it could enhance the experience and make it more inclusive to the skating community. Beach really going to get going this weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we have the beach trolley service that is going back into effect this Friday, and those will run daily between 4 p.m. and midnight through Labor Day on September 4th. Also, the ferry that started in March is now adding stops to Fort Pickens on Friday. That runs Friday and Saturday, and that includes service to Fort Pickens, downtown Pensacola, and Pensacola Beach. Gracie, we know that around Florida here, there's another lawsuit that's been filed against Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis making some more personal changes when it comes to his likely presidential run as well.
Yeah, he's getting ready for possibly being on Twitter tomorrow, which he changed his handle. So Governor Ron DeSantis is sporting a new Twitter handle. DeSantis dropped the FL from his Twitter handle. Now he's just at Ron DeSantis. His wife, Casey, also removed the Florida from her handle, too.
Talked about that Disney planning to lay off thousands more workers. They're now into a third round of layoffs, with about 2,500 employees expected to lose their jobs during this go around. And when everything's said and done, it's expected to impact around 7,000 employees.
And lawmakers are sending a bill to Governor Ron DeSantis' desk that aims to send some clarification to the state's resign to run law. Florida's law is currently requiring an elected official to resign before running for federal office. So Senate Bill 7050 was passed last month, but will not be sent to the governor's desk until today, the day before Ron DeSantis is expected to announce his run for the White House.
I am guessing he will sign that before 5 p.m. Central Time tomorrow.
Yeah, with a Sharpie.
Again, yeah, a blue Sharpie, not the expensive
pen.
ballpoint pen there. News, Channel 3's 6 o'clock news is coming up, and then we'll be right back with all of today's top headlines and continuing to be your eyes in as regards to the roads. Busy day today. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.